cheeks. I glanced furiously over at my grandmother and found her staring at a white bark tree.
All right, Jenny dear. Go on.
I was speechless. She was completely unaware of what was happening. I felt like getting mad at her, but then I saw that her face had that unfocused look it had more and more lately. She was often confused or lost in her thoughts. How could I blow up at her for that? I got the car going. I put it into first and took off, trying to forget the whole scene.
Turn right when you come to the furniture store.
She navigated by landmarks, in old-world fashion, not by blocks and street names. I turned. My bangs were damp on my forehead. We entered downtown. Too many cars and buses. My hands were sweaty both from heat and nervousness.
Next time you want me to stop, Grandma, give me a little warning, I said.
What?
I was repeating myself at a higher volume when she suddenly called out,
Here it is!
I almost braked, then looked in the mirror. Nothing was behind me. I stopped.
Go back a little.
I rolled my eyes, fumbled with the gear shift, found reverse, and backed up. We were somewhere on 4th. She was staring at a little Chinese restaurant. Cars